When selfishness shapes a heart, self-centered laws and cultures follow. But if wisdom and surrender fill the heart, both public and private life become springs of life and witness. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. Check out those websites. They're a great place for you to get information on how to interact in the public square. You can learn to pray over the public square, evangelize in the public square, outreach to the public square. You can learn how to vote. You can learn a lot of great resources at each of those websites. If you're enjoying these daily devotions, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, comment, and place in that Washington Defender huddle. And if you're one of our financial supporters, thank you so much for your generosity. I know we hear this each and every day, but I just am so grateful for you and your support of FPIW and FPIW Action. So we have been in a series called Circumcision of the Heart, and kind of got to go through a lot of the scriptures in order to understand circumcision of the heart, that God is cutting away our flesh. And we know this, that in the public square, that policy is the outflow of the heart. Laws, outflow of the heart. Lawlessness, outflow of the heart. Loving our neighbor, outflow of the heart. Helping the poor, outflow of our heart. And so I want to encourage you to examine your heart as you go into the public square today. And let's check out Romans chapter 2, verses 25 through 26. It says, "For indeed circumcision is of value if you preach the law, if you practice the law. But if you are a transgressor of the law, your circumcision has become uncircumcision." So he's saying this, like, if you break the law of God, the moral compass of God, you're a transgressor of it, and that your circumcision, even if it's outwardly and physical and the foreskin has been removed, we know that inwardly you don't have a circumcised heart. So our verse for the day: "So if the uncircumcised man keeps the requirements of the law, will not his uncircumcision be regarded as circumcision?" Paul is flipping the whole thing on its head. This is where it is incredibly exciting to see what Paul is doing. Paul is a Jew. Paul is a Pharisee. Paul is the keeper of the law. He understood it inside and out. And also Paul encountered the Messiah, Jesus Christ, the risen Savior, on the road to Damascus. And he understood this. Outward appearance has nothing to do with salvation. It has to do with a heart transformation that then produces the outward stuff. Matthew chapter 6, Jesus says, "Do not store up for yourself treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where the thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." So are you treasuring this earth, this public square, or are you storing up for yourself treasures in heaven? I believe this. Our citizenship is in heaven, but our stewardship is here on earth. We steward this area. Why? Because we want to see people go to heaven. We want the gospel message to go out. We want people to be changed and transformed each and every day. Jesus also said, "You brood of vipers, how can you say, being evil, speak what is good? For the mouth speaks out of that which fills the heart." This is where we get this. I hope you're understanding this as you drive into work today. The work culture you are going into today is a byproduct of the heart culture in each individual. Get a hold of that. The work culture that you are driving into today is a byproduct. In other words, each and every person, as they surrender to Jesus Christ, or they don't love Jesus, or they hate Jesus, or whatever, creates a culture that is a byproduct, a summation of all those hearts that show up in that workplace. So if you had, let's say like this, if you had two workers that show up, one is a lover of Jesus and one is a lover of self, right? So one is selfless and one is selfish. And they show up, and that's the only culture in the office building. Guess what? you're going to have some tension that's going to be happening. Why? Because you got 50-50. You have a 50-50 chance of selflessness or selfishness. The good man brings out of the good treasures what is good, and the evil man brings out of the evil treasure what is evil. But I tell you that every careless word that people speak, they shall give an account for it on the day of judgment. Now, this is a big one for me. I can get careless with my words. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. So Jesus is teaching us very clearly that the outflow of the heart, what is stored in the heart, enters into all of humanity. And Paul is telling us clearly that a circumcised heart is true salvation. It's not whether you're physically circumcised or not. It has nothing to do with your religious practices or your religious rituals. It has everything to do with God changing and transforming your heart from the inside out. So let's read a proverb. There's always wisdom in Proverbs. Hear, O son, the instructions of a father, and give attention that you may gain understanding. For I give you sound teaching. Do not abandon my instructions. When I was a son to my fathers, tender and the only son in my sight of my mother, then he taught me and said to me, let your heart hold fast my words, keep my commandments, and live. Acquire wisdom, acquire understanding. Do not forget nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her, and she will guard you. Love her, and she will watch over you. The beginning of wisdom is acquire wisdom. And with all your acquiring, get understanding. Okay, so we're talking about our hearts here. We need God's wisdom inside of these hearts. We need it. If we don't allow our hearts to be circumcised or cut away of the flesh to receive the word of God implanted and imputed inside of us, we are missing out. And with your heart, get understanding. Then we need to not only hear the word, but we need to be doers of the word by having understanding. Prize her wisdom, and she will exalt you. She will honor you if you embrace her. She will place on your head a garland of grace. She will present you with a crown of beauty. Hear, O my son, and accept my sayings, and the years of your life will be many. I have directed you in the way of wisdom. I have led you in an upright path. When you walk, your steps will not be impeded, and if you run, you will not stumble. Take hold of instruction. Do not let go. Guard her, for she is your life. I love this. Do not enter the path of the wicked, and do not proceed in the way of evil men. Avoid it. Do not pass by it. Turn away from it and pass on. For they cannot sleep unless they do evil, and they are robbed of sleep unless they make someone stumble. Whew. Do we need a heart transformation or what? For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence, but the path of the righteous, this is you today. You're walking the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn that shines brighter and brighter until the full day. The way of the wicked is the like darkness. They do not know over what they stumble. My son, give attention to my words and incline your ears to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your sight. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their body. Look at that. Are you finding God's wisdom inside of your heart today? Implanted, imputed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Are you stumbling over every stupid idolatrous thing in the culture, or are you walking firmly in the path of righteousness? So he says, watch over your heart with all diligence. You're going into that public space today. Watch over your heart with diligence, for from your heart flows springs of life. I just speak that over you today, that you have springs of life flowing out of your heart. Put away from you a deceitful mouth and put devious speech far from you. Let your eyes look directly ahead and let your gaze be fixed straight in front of you. Watch the path of your feet and all your ways will be established. Wow. Out of the heart flows the public square. Wisdom in the heart, wisdom in the public square. Selfishness in the heart, selfishness in the public square. Watch over the path of your feet, and all your ways will be established. Do not turn to the right nor to the left. Turn your foot from evil. This is what we need today. We need feet that run to the Father, not run to the flesh. You are a child of God. You have been bought with the price. Today, you're going to run to Jesus Christ. You are brand new today. So what are some practical implications for life and ministry? Authentic faith is proven by keeping God's commandments inside of this heart, not just claiming an outward identity or religious heritage. Public and private words, as well as everyday decisions, reveal whether faith is truly transforming your heart. A critical requirement of credible Christians' witness is in the world. We have to understand our witness is very critical and required of Christians. And the pursuit of wisdom and understanding described in Proverbs 4 is essential to maintaining integrity. Pursue wisdom. Ask God about each and every decision that you're going to make today. Begin to talk to Him about all the small stuff that you're going to go through today. Because if we want to change Washington State, if we want to change the policy and how our school systems are ran and how our elderly are taken care of and how and so on and so forth, we need a changed and transformed heart. We need open heart surgery.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard